He did not come at the dawning. He did not come at moon.
Tony sunset before the rise of the moon.
He came marching. The King George's men came marching up to the folding door.
They said no word to the landlord. They drank his ale instead.
But they gagged his daughter and bound her to the foot of a narrow bed.
Two of them knelt at her casement, the muskets at their side.
There was death at every window.
And hell at one dark window.
But Bess could see through the casement and the road that he would ride.
They had tied her up to attention with Meggy, Snigger and Jets. They had bound the muskets beside her with muzzle beneath her chair breast. Now keep good watch. They kissed her. She heard the dead man say, "Look for me by moonlight.
Watch for me by moonlight.
I'll be coming to free by moonlight."
Hell should fall away. She twisted her hands behind her, but all the knots held good. She writhed her hands till her fingers were wet with sweat of mud. They stretched and strained in the darkness, and hours crawled by like years. Till now, on the stroke of midnight, dawn cold on the stroke of midnight, the tip of one finger touched it. The trigger, at least, was hers.
The tip of one finger touched it. She strove no more for the rest.
Up she stood to attention, with the muscle beneath her breast.
She would not risk their hearing. She would not strive again.
For the road lay bare in the moonlight.
Blind and bare in the moonlight.
And the blood of her veins in the moonlight dropped to her love's ravine.
Had they heard it, the horse's hooves ringing clear.
Tut tut, tut tut, in a distance, where the death they did not hear.
Down the ribbon of moonlight over the brown of the hills.
The highwayman came riding.
The red coats looked to the priming.
She stood up straight and still. Tut tut, tut tut, in a frosty silence, tut tut, in the echoing night.
Nearer he came and nearer, her face was like a light. Her eyes grew wide for a moment, she drew one last deep breath. Then her finger moved in the moonlight.
Her musket shattered in the moonlight, shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warned him with a death.